Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. It reads, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." What an interesting and, in some ways, mysterious verse. Some have entertained angels without knowing it. Now, this verse follows on from verse 1 of chapter 13, which it talks about love. The emphasis here is on love. It's on practical love. Keep on loving each other as brothers, he says in verse 1. One way in which we do that, verse 2, is to not forget to entertain strangers, to offer hospitality to those who need it. Love is not only for those who are well known to us as brothers, but also for strangers. Of course, Jesus would have said that when we welcome a stranger, we welcome him. And that must be in the mind of the writer to the Hebrews here, thinking perhaps about Matthew 25, verses 31 and following, where he talks about the sheep and the goats being separated, and the difference between them was the way they treated him as a stranger. As he says, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." And that last phrase will become more significant when we look at verse 3 of chapter 13 of Hebrews next time. So they are the people that he's, you know, in that story in Matthew 25, he's talking about, when did we see you? When did we do that to you? And he said, well, when you do it for anyone, you do it for one of these little ones, you do it for me, or you do it in, it is in a sense for Jesus. We welcome in a sense Jesus whenever we are hospitable in that way. Love, I think the writer is trying to emphasize here, love is compassionate deeds. It is not feelings. One hopes to feel love, empathy, compassion for people, but actually the issue for these people in the first century was not so much that they feel the right things, but that they do the right things, that they practically love people. In the first century, there were not many other options for travellers, at least not options that were safe. First century inns were dangerous, they were expensive, and they were immoral places. And family life sometimes did break down, and we today see a lot of that, that there's a lot of breakdown in family life, there's an erosion of stability of the home, and young Christians in particular need parents in the faith, or perhaps an older uncle or aunt in the faith, and having people in our homes is a great way to help people to understand what it means to have family, what it means to have security, what it means to have stability, and what it means to endure in the Christian life. It's vitally important that older Christians have younger Christians in their home. It's vitally important that Christian families have younger Christians and other people that don't have a family into their home. Perhaps the most famous example in the Old Testament that the writer might have been thinking about was Abraham in Genesis 18, where he entertains from verses 1 and following. And the key thing, I think, in that example, which you might like to look up and read, is that when he looked up and saw three men standing nearby, who were clearly strangers to him, when he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground and invites them in. He took initiative. His compassion for them took initiative, and God was able to bring many of the promises to bear on Abraham because of that compassionate initiative. How many more blessings we would experience in the Christian life if we took compassionate initiative to entertain strangers. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 3. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And my Twitter feed is MCCX. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, go to the search bar, type in MCCX, look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.